Blog Talk Radio.
About no one.
Free young artists that have everything it takes to become
number one.
Don't miss out. Go to LeafsRecords.com. That's L-Y-E-S.com.
Yo, get it. It's your boy, call me mister. Take your lady in the back. Introduce her to my ego. His baby is so fat.
Real. Mommy, I can tell by the way that you sweat me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready.
So the one, and then comes the two, to the three, and four. Now see Baba Linda swallowing me on the floor.
Don't miss out, go to LeafsRecords.com. That's LeafsRecords.com.
Yo, get it.
Let's get in, baby.
Looking for the LeafsRecords.com.
L-Y-N-X.
All right, welcome to the Mosaic Show with Lady Flava. We have a special guest tonight that's going to be TVR. I'm going to try to do a conference call with Tap Tap to get the other artists in. If by chance, Johnny McCord, if you are listening, I'm having some issues with the phone. If you could, I did text Tap Tap the number. The number here is 347-857-1189. If you could get Tap Tap and the gentleman to call in, but I will try to see if I can get them on conference call. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead. Let's scroll down to their section and play a track. Let's see. What track will I play? I wanted to play something that I wasn't going to feature from one of the artists, but how about we will play another track by somebody that's affiliated with them. This is Sensei and her track called Why.
All right, tell me why.
one right here goes to you, lady. Going through all that mess and struggles. Keep your head up. Get up on your feet. Get it right, you know? Come out.
Okay, I hope that I'm still on here. I'm sorry about that. I'm having some technical difficulties with my phone. Can you hear me? If a quiet storm, if you're in the chat, since you're in the chat room, can you let me know if you can hear me? Because I'm not sure if you can actually hear me on the line or not. Let me go to just playing a track while I try to figure this all out. And let me just play Tiffany Wilson. And this is her track called Your Panties Are Showing.
Call me soon. Yeah, we're in the queue to be the next.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Tiffany Wilson, another Pacific Northwest artist, and that was her track called Your Panties Are Showing. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties we're having with the show tonight as far as getting the artists on. I believe that one of them had called and hung up for some reason, and now I think I've got another one trying to text me. So let me find another track to play while I try to get this resolved, but thank you so much for your patience. And I'm going to go play another track by another local artist. Okay, here we go. Maybe we've got somebody on the line.
You got Vox here. Hold on, let me give you back that.
Okay, Vox.
All right, here we go. Now we're in.
Yeah.
We got everybody on the air now.
Yeah, unfortunately, Real couldn't make it at this moment. But you got both of us here, and we're down to do the thing.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I was trying to call Tap Tap on three-way, and it was just not working for me, so I apologize for the confusion there. But thank you so much, and welcome to the show, Tap Tap and Vox.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So,
glad to be here.
I know, Tap Tap, I've been hearing about you for years, darling. Johnny McCord has made sure that I have been up on you for a few years now, back in the days of Flava Coffee House. So it's kind of nice to see how you have evolved into this young man from the days of being a teenager.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long road, too. You know, I give props out to Johnny because I got to tell you, he's one of the most hardworking people, promoters that I've ever even seen or met in my entire life. So he stays on people with my music and what we do with TVR and stuff like that. So he's one of the hard workers, at least right
now. Yeah, I'd have to say you're pretty lucky to have him, because not only is he just a hard worker, honestly, he believes in you guys, you know, and so I think that's even more important when you have people in your corner that believe in you, and that is something that Johnny McCord does. He believes in you, Tap Tap, and then now, you know, with Vox and Real coming together as TVR, you know, that's something that, you know, he's very, very passionate about. So big shout-outs to Johnny McCord. Johnny, I'm so sorry for all the confusion around this phone call thing for the show. I am so sorry because I know you're trying to point me in a direction that you wanted it to go, and I was trying to point you in a direction I wanted to go. And in the end, I won out, didn't you? Didn't I? But anyway, with that said, for those of you in the chat room that that did not tune in when the show first started, I did start the show out with TVR's promo. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go back to that so that you can kind of hear a little bit of from the three men that are in this group, TVR, even though we are missing Real tonight. So let me scroll down and find the promo. Oh my, it's just past it.
We need to get you a very savvy assistant.
You know what? I need some new glasses or something. I need some new eyes is what I need. So here we go. This is the promo for TVR.
All right.
Speeding down the road, hogging all of the highway. Breaking all the rules, only we'll do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from. Cause we ain't really never give a shit about no one.
Link Records, RSA Production presents. With their debut single.
About no one.
Three young artists that have everything it takes to become number one. Don't miss out. Go to LinkRecords.com. That's LYNX.com. Yo, get it.
It's your boy, call me Mr. Take Your Lady in the Back. Introduce her to my ego, and baby, you're so fat.
Real.
Mommy, I can tell by the way that you're sweating me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready.
So the one, and then comes the two, to the three, and four. Now see Baba Lynn is swallowing me on the floor.
Show me out, go to LeafRecords.com. That's LYNX.com.
Yo, get it.
Let's get here, baby.
I'm doing it.
Go to LeafRecords.com. LYNX.
Man, that's
okay,
hot.
So
that's hot.
That's right. I have to agree. I'm an old lady, and it gets me moving, so I have to agree. So, so Tap Tap, we'll start with you, and this is not to disregard you, Vox.
No problem.
Okay, because I don't want to take away from your shine. I know Tap Tap is has been the one who was established, you know, under Lynx Records first. But I want you to understand, I'm not trying to take the shine away from you.
No, so, it's not a problem, not a problem.
Okay, so Tap, you know, tell us about how you got started and at what age and kind of how you got involved with, you know, doing music and becoming a recording artist and performer.
Well, the whole music scene about me really started when I was really young. Like, my father was an R&B singer, and he started up his whole thing, and I've always watched and watched him from a young age, and you know, I was very inspired by his music and stuff like that. And rap music just kind of hooked on me more than R&B music did. And so, you know, I always wanted to be an entertainer. You know, I didn't want to call myself a rapper, most likely, but an entertainer. I always wanted to entertain people. It was just one of my hearts and joys in life that I always wanted in life. So when I was 13 is when it all started. I was in the studio with my dad, and, you know, I told him about what I wanted to do. And, you know, at first, you know, a father never wants to see, you know, his son get in such a complicated industry and feel the pain and the hurt and any stuff like that. And, you know, he told me, and I could understand for about a year. I kind of faded away and kind of really wanted to understand what I really wanted to do. And I kind of came up with the conclusion that I wanted to do music. I wanted to entertain. I wanted to be, you know, the star that I knew that I, you know, everybody around me knew I could be. So at 13, you know, I signed with Lynx Records. They officially made it official. I signed with them. And from there, I've just been doing albums. Like, you know, I did my very first album, the Suburban A album. And very successful, you know. And, you know, after that, you know, I kind of just knew right off the bat that this is what I really wanted to do. So, you know, after the album, you know, the Rhyme Factory, and then starting the trilogy of this new project, the reintroduction, I wanted to, you know, reintroduce myself. A lot of people didn't know who I was back then. So, you know, growing up and getting older, you know, you start thinking about stuff and a different angle and stuff. And so after the Rhyme Factory, I kind of just, you know, grew up, fell back off the music scene for 2 years straight. Like, for 2 years, I was, like, you know, away from it and really needed to rebuild myself in the studio, and I did. And I just, when I got back onto the scene when I was 18, I just decided, you know, let's do this a different way. You know, my mind is in a different mindset now, and so I went into the studio for 10 months and recorded the reintroduction and, you know, another successful album, I would say, and a lot of people would agree with me. And just started building a huge buzz for, you know, my dream album that is now in finished now. And a lot of people kind of ask me, you know, why the dream album called Reintroduction Part 2 and not just the reintroduction. I think that I needed to reintroduce myself before I could drop the actual album I really wanted to just build the hugest buzz with I could possibly do. So after that, you know, I went into the studio for about 9 months recording the album, nonstop, rewriting stuff, and just came out with the album that we are going to release this summer of 2010 called The Reintroduction Part 2. And I tell you, a lot of, just listen to it and just letting a lot of my fans preview it little by little, I could tell, you know, people are kind of, you don't never, you just never expect what to hear from the album. I work with a lot of producers on this album that I've never even came in contact with. And a lot of producers came up to me and really wanted to help me make this project, you know, possible. So, you know, a lot of people that I've worked with is ID Lab, and my personal producer, and just a couple names right now I could just say, you know. And so working with them, you know, I really wanted to make a successful album. So it's, like I said, summer 2010, you know, I'm going to release the Reintroduction Part 2 and get ready to make this album the most biggest buzzes album I could possibly make it in my whole city. So that's pretty much a little drift of my story at the moment.
Okay, so tell me this, like, how are you going about, you know, creating this hype and getting the word out about what you're doing. Because I'll be honest, there are still a lot of people up here in Seattle that don't know who you are and have not heard your sound. So how are you going about? Because you've made some big steps compared to a lot of the artists here in the Pacific Northwest. And all of that. So first answer the question in regards to like how you're going about, you know, creating this hype, because clearly it's not just right here in Seattle that you're doing that.
Right. Well, at the moment, you know, building a buzz, it's especially with the music industry is today. It's, you know, with my partner Vox can totally understand. We talk about it all the time. It's really hard right now to, that's why we always have meetings about how we're going to release this album and build a buzz for the people that don't know who we are or, you know, who I am or anything like that. You know, music today is kind of, it's really hard right now because of just all the, you know, I'm not trying to down anybody, but I would say the non-intelligent music that's out today, you know, it's really hard because a lot of my fans that I had built a kind of brainwash in the music. It's told what's popular right now, so it's really difficult to release this album, but I think that we've came up with a game plan that instead of trying to release the album and make album sales, like, you know, my past albums, I feel like I need to really give people a chance to grow on me and my music. So what we're going to do is we're going to release the album totally free to everybody, you know, free downloads. I'm getting the albums printed up, and we're just going to give it to every single teenager, adult, any human being that we could possibly get the album in their hands and kind of come off it differently than everybody else who releases the album and tries to sell it and try to, you know, make money back. So I think that we came up with a game plan that we're just going to build a buzz and just base it on building the buzz on our name, TVR, and TapTap, and Vox, and Real. And instead of making a dollar sign from our projects, I think that we need to give our fans a chance of hearing our music and building a fan base with our music and giving people a chance instead of just charging them right off the back of our music of people they don't even know. And, you know, so the whole game plan is giving it to everybody that we possibly can, hands-free to everybody. So that's pretty much our game plan.
Okay. I think that's amazing that you have the capability of doing that. And it's not that you don't have the worries about finances behind the cost of what you're doing as far as the promotion goes, but I think that you do realistically see that there's going to be a beneficial outcome in the end when it turns that you are really out there, you know, pushing your product. So with that said, how about if we play one of your pieces, Tap Tap?
Okay.
Okay, so let's play Get It In. This is Get It In by Tap Tap.
You know we get it in.
Got another one. I'm that tap tap homie from your high school. Make them girlies scream as soon as I get them cheerleaders groomed. As soon as I walk in the place, people screaming my name. You don't know who I am, girlie, look down on the chain. And I'm the hot topic streaming through radio waves. It's like these haters hate me more for obtaining the fame. I'm not 50, but I rock up in the club. Got them DJs spinning my shit before I release the bug. That's eating away at these amateur rappers. They try and could be cause I'm the hottest thing in hip-hop. I'm Link's record, secret weapon, and I will not stop. Ha, come on.
Yeah, you know, we get it in. About 9 in the morning, ain't leaving the thing.
Yeah.
At night, yeah, we hype and we in it to win.
I said,
give us a lift.
You know,
we get it in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, we get it in.
I said,
about 9 in the morning, ain't leaving the thing.
Say what?
At night, yeah, we hype and we in it to win.
I said,
give us a lift.
You know,
we get it in.
Now listen to my voice, you could tell that I'm hot. Burning up the stage before you even get the show your spot. I'm like an alien, I do not respond to the shit. You thought I was falling off, but I keep coming back with hits.
I work harder than an average brother. I'm a phenomenon, not like these flaky others. You can't miss me, I stick out like a sore thumb. You thought you beat me down, but you did it, dum-dum. You just a kid, you don't know what it takes to make it. All you do is make dance songs, know how to fake it. Don't let me drop another album on you fools. Like I said in the beginning, I'm the tap-tap from your high school.
Hey, yeah, no, we get it in. About 9 in the morning and 8 in the 10.
What?
At night, yeah, we hype and we in it to win.
I said,
give us a minute.
You know,
we get it in.
What?
Hey, yeah, no, we get it in.
Say what?
About 9 in the morning and 8 in the 10.
And,
at night, yeah, we hype and we in it to win.
You know,
give us a minute.
I know,
we get it in.
Woo! Yeah. I told you.
Uh-huh.
We got another one.
Another one,
yeah. The reintroduction part two.
Yeah, no, we get it in. About 9 in the morning and 8 in the 10. At night, yeah, we hype and we get it to win. Give us a minute, we get it in. Yeah, no, we get it in. About 9 in the morning and 8 in the 10. At night, yeah, we hype and we get it to win. Give us a minute, we get it in.
Yeah,
okay, that was Get It In by Tap Tap.
That's how we do it.
Okay, so I understand that you write your own music.
Yeah, like I write all my lyrics. They're, you know, sometimes I like I'm gonna sit here just I listen to it. I surprise myself, and I listen to all my old records too, and I surprise myself and everybody around me how I've grown up and my lyrics have gotten a lot, you know, just, you know, crazier and more, you know, clever over the years and stuff. So I kind of surprised myself, not to boost myself or anything, but it kind of, I sit back and listen to my records, I kind of tell myself all the time, like, how the hell did I write that? Because a lot of it comes up, a lot of it just comes to the mind, you know. It's just a natural thing that, you know, I'm very blessed with of writing good music, because a lot of artists that we run into just aren't like that. And have trouble writing good music and lyrics and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that. So, you know, I'm very blessed with my opportunity, well, what I have.
Okay. So, you know, I have been working with a variety of indie artists for probably about 5 years from across the United States and around the globe, honestly. And I'm hip-hop is something, I'll be honest, that's a little bit newer to me. You know, I'm old lady, 50 years old, you know, and hip-hop starting to become one of my favorite forms of, you know, expression. But what I'm realizing is that there's different types of hip-hop, you know. I try to tell Giorgio Brown, when I turn 50 years old here in July, I want to be a hip-hop artist. And I was trying to get R.C. Croons to produce me and everything. They're like, Lady Flava, I think you should be a spoken word artist. I'm like, come on, you're not feeling me? Is it because I got gray hair? I'm old? Like, what? You're not feeling me? Anyway, you know, I had hopes. I said, you know, I got about like 3-4 months to go. I could work this out and be able to perform at my own showcase, you know, some form of hip-hop. I'm not no beat girl. I can't get down on the floor and spin or nothing. You know, I might have to have help up. But I'm realizing that there are different forms of hip-hop. There's not just one type. So what would you categorize your style, Tap Tap?
I would say my kind of style of hip-hop is more clean-cut, I would say. It's not that straight, dirty style, you know, snap music that a lot of artists are used to. I like my music to sound a lot different than other people, and a lot of people do notice that and come up to tell us that our music sounds a lot different than that. So I would say my type of music is more clean-cut, you know, just clean-cut, I would say, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I would say I would categorize you as having more of a commercial sound. You know,
yeah, of course. Yeah, mainstream type of music, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like the artists that I work directly with are kind of more considered conscious hip-hop, you know, where they have like a real story to it or whatever, and I consider yours a little bit more commercial and mainstream. Like you could be played on Cube U93 or whatever, you know, so... You know, now I'll come back to you, Tap Tap, but I don't want to ignore Vox. And I was listening to your music today, Vox, and yours is a very different sound than Tap Tap's.
Thank you.
that's not being insulting
to my homeboy, but you know, that's what we strive at Lynx Records to do is to break the norm. You know what I mean? Be beyond what people are used to.
Yeah. And I can appreciate that because, you know, how a lot of times when artists get to work together, all of a sudden they start kind of sounding alike.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated the fact when I sat down and I really, really listened to the differences between Tap Tap, Vox, and Real. All three of you have a very, very different sound. So, so Vox, tell me how you got involved with this, at what age, and, you know, and how you, you know, came to be, you know, an artist and evolved into becoming a part of the Lynx Records family?
Well, for me, as far as music itself goes, I started out when I must have been about 3 or 4 years old. My father was a drummer. My mother was a singer, you know, and them doing their band thing throughout the years and watching them progress, it was just like the natural thing for me to do. When it came to getting into more of the hip-hop stuff, what really caught my eye was breakdancing. Breakdancing was where I saw my future. Then I said, nah, breaking may not be, you know, for me. I tried doing the DJ thing, and that's where I actually met up with the CEO of Lynx Records, Tap Dad, you know, and we had been friends for forever and a day. And we produced a couple of albums together, and then my first solo album, I guess you would say, back in, oh my goodness, I think it was 89. Yeah, 89.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was going to ask you then, how old are you? No.
See, now that's one of those tricky questions that, you know, I will not answer at this time. let's put it this way.
He doesn't have an age.
There you go. I'm ageless.
Okay.
But the unsaid thing here is, you know, Tap Tap is like my nephew. So I've watched him come from, you know, the little itty-bitty tyke stage all the way up to where he is now, you know. But
and so
the music thing for us, it's more of a family thing, you know. What I'm trying to do at this stage, like I think you've heard a couple of the cuts on there that have more of a rock/hip-hop genre. It's a matter of trying to find that perfect combination for the Northwest because, as you well know, the Northwest has been known for nothing but rock, from Jimi Hendrix through Heart, through Nirvana, Soundgarden. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm trying to find that balance where hip-hop can actually get the same level of respect as the rock guys do from here because for many years, going down to L.A. and dealing with a lot of these different record labels, the one thing they always say is, oh, yeah, the Seattle sound. And you say, well, I'm a hip-hop artist. They say, oh, well, we thought you were a rocker. No, you know. So I'm trying to define a hip-hop genre where rock and rap mix, you know.
Okay.
And other than that, I think you asked a secondary question, but I got into a little tirade there and forgot what you asked.
Oh, no, that's fine. So... So then when did you actually come on board with Lynx Records?
Oh, my goodness. I was on with Lynx Records initially in 89. And,
That
was my first release. It was called Question Authority. And I was in that same genre as the Eazy-E's and Ice Cubes and trying to be something that is unimaginable. You know what I mean? And, yeah, I've evolved tremendously since then. Now most of my stage presence, well, due to my experience, I'll say, a stage presence has to be entertainment value. You know, everyone is doing the same thing. From the music videos that you see on MTV, BET, from the radio that you hear, everyone is doing the same thing. No one is taking chances to step outside of the box. So my personal belief is that hip-hop in general is in danger of being a thrown-out music, because not only is the musical value in what people are doing is starting to slip away, they're trying to force things on these kids that are just unbelievable. Not everybody can ride 64-inch rims. Not everybody's got bling blow. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that has to change a little bit in my thought pattern.
Okay. So then I have another question, and I did not ask this of Tap Tap, but Tap Tap, you can definitely answer this. What do you feel your responsibility is as an artist, as far as your image and your message goes, to like the younger people that may be, you know, listening to you or tuning in?
Go for it, Tap. Yo, Tap. Hey, hello.
Oh, he disappeared, huh?
Oh no, that is not cool. I'll answer that. Basically, for what I am doing as an artist, my responsibility is to teach these youths that, you know, you can be original. You can try to do different things with music, because music is the one thing that has no boundaries. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a falsetto singer. It doesn't matter if you're a country artist. Try things different. Learn to read the musical scale. Don't just go into a studio and, because the keyboard automatically has beats in it, think you are the next Lil Wayne. It just doesn't work that way. Learn some music. Give these kids an opportunity to experiment and try different music.
I can appreciate that. I'm going to ask you a question, though. This is something that we were talking on my show the other day about, and you know, we created this Blossom and Tossum, Keeping It Real show that we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And what it is that we play three tracks from all genres of music that are being sent to the Mosaic show. And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Vox, Lady Flav is not feeling all the music that we're getting, right?
Right.
But I realize that a lot of it, you know, may come down to my age. A lot of it could be just a matter of taste, you know.
Right.
So we decided here through Flava News that we're going to put it out to the listeners to decide whether the track should be played or not, to say in rotation here on our shows. But I don't know if you're aware of it. We also screen music for other shows around the globe. So we have some sister stations that we also send music out to, and, you know, for in Chicago, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. And so, and then we're going to be working with a station over in Germany and London. So okay. We're also screening tracks, and I try to tell people, you know, send your best, you know, to us. And so at what point, and who does it, tells the artist that, you know, they're not the one?
Well, some pills are hard to swallow, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. Let the public decide, you know. The public is a lot smarter than a lot of people think, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong with the statement that I'm about to make, okay, but I have to say this. Snap music, okay, it's not a personal vendetta for me to snap music, but snap music has, in my opinion, it's like the basics. You can get a three-year-old to put this stuff together, you know. And it's not a knock to these brothers out here making their money. Make your money. Do your thing. If that's what you got to do, do it. But it's also feeding a lot of these youngsters into the idea that it just takes a cool beat. And it takes a lot more than a cool beat. Not only do you have to have a level of intellect, you know, a charisma, but you got to learn music, period. You know?
Yeah.
You can get in there on one cool beat, and that's fine and dandy, but you'll probably be a one-hit wonder. Now, I think I got Tap Tap buzzing back in here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Hold on a second. Wow, this is a crazy thing to happen in a radio interview.
Hey, that's all right. I was having technical difficulties at the beginning, so I understand.
Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and go into one of my tracks, and I'll get Tap
okay.
Tap back on the line.
Okay,
and,
so we will play there. Take This Away, then.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. This is Take This Away by Vox.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
That was Vox was Take This Away. So I call that in your face type music. What do you call it, Vox?
I call it my insanity era. the whole thing with the project that I'm working on now, the title of it is called Psychotic Episode. Here's the deal with this whole album. This whole album does not hold a boundary. I am trying things from classical 14th century music mixed with hip-hop all the way through the rock genre like you just heard with that track. So be
okay.
prepared for an overload of your senses. And that's, you know, that's just what we do at Lynx Records. We try to do things differently, you know, make people say, wow, I should have thought of that, you know.
Okay. So do you write your own lyrics?
I do. In the middle of the night, sometimes I'll deprive myself of sleep, and I'll sit up and write a tune, hum a few bars, you know. I might even wake up in the middle of the night, like, you know, most people don't wake up in the middle of the night to go get a cup of water or something, you know. I'll go
mm-hmm.
right down to my studio and say, okay, here's what I need to do.
Okay, okay. So do you have some form of inspirations? Where do the lyrics come from?
A majority of it is just myself, you know, and life, because
okay.
life deals a pretty odd hand to everyone. And what I'm trying to do is not only keep people interested in what I'm doing by experimenting musically, but make the storylines and stuff true to not only who I am, but true to experiences you may have gone through, you know. And that's one of the elements that's starting to lack. A good example of that, too, like I mentioned earlier, like with the snap stuff and 20-inch rims and all of that, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
great if you got it like that. Not everybody got it like that. Hip-hop as country music. Let's compare these two, right? You know, in
okay.
the hip-hop music right now, they're having the highest layoffs, the highest loss of revenue for CD sales, because they're starting to picture our music as throwaway. But on the end of country, there are new jobs being created. There are multi-platinum artists. Their CD sales, the actual duplication of CDs, is actually going up. So what does that tell you? You know, that means something needs to change within the hip-hop genre. People need to be able to identify with it.
And what to add to that, and I really don't, I don't know who to blame, you know what I'm saying? But I think fans don't understand that what the Damners are doing when they're not buying an album, they're kind of killing the process of creating new artists, I think. And they don't really realize that, you know, an average teenager that goes and buys the album, they're contributing to give the label money to come out with new music or new artists or created albums and more, you know, popular music. But because the labels are not getting that money and fans are not buying albums anymore, it's killing hip-hop and making the labels only go after the one-hit wonders and moving on to the next one. So
exactly.
It's like it's not, you know, the fans don't understand the damage they're doing to their own type of music.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I do have to agree with you on that, Tap-Tap. You know, one of the reasons why we kind of created Slava News was, you know, it is supporting indie artists and the artists that are, you know, up and coming. And that's one of the biggest things that I do push is trying to find creative ways to get the word out and shine light on indie artists. But also the reality is that, you know, you do need to make money from the products that you're creating, whether it be yourself as the product, whether it be, you know, the CDs and albums that you're creating. And if the fans do love it, they do need to purchase it. And for those of you out there that love what, you know, Lynx Records is doing, Tap Tap Box, Reel, TVR, you know, please tell other people, you know, because word of mouth is very powerful, you know.
Go to www.lynxrecords.com.
There you go. You heard it. www.lynxrecords.com, LYNXrecords.com.
That's right.
But, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool, and that's what's going to help push, you know, your favorite artist forward. And the reality is that ain't nothing for free. I mean, the cell phones we're on right now, we got to pay bills. Having internet, we got to pay bills just for that, you know, to go into the studio and all the electricity and technology that it takes. That all costs money, you know. And
yep.
So that's just, you know, keeping it real. And, you know, if you believe in these artists, then support them by purchasing, you know, their music, their albums, and telling other people, you know, how much you like what they're doing. So,
yeah.
So with that said, should we play a TVR track?
Actually, you know, my boy Real, you know, give you a little rundown on him, and maybe we can get one of his tracks.
Yeah, definitely.
Me and my partner Real, we go back a few years as well. I mean, to days of where we would do nothing but we would wake up at 7 in the morning, hit the recording studio. We would leave the recording studio at 4 in the morning, go to sleep for a few hours, and come back and do it again, you know. We've been at it for a long time, and he is a tremendous R&B vocalist. I mean, I personally have not ever met another male vocalist with the dynamics and range that he has, you know. And as for stage performance, hey, I've never seen an R&B artist actually get out there with body movements and entertainment value of a rapper. But he does it, and he's on key and on point. One of the tracks is on our new single, the TVR project, that he's got it called Tell Me. And every single time we perform this song, the stage front fills up with ladies going gaga over him, you know. but that's my boy Real, and I'm really upset that he couldn't be here, but, you know, we got to give props to my boy Real.
Definitely, yeah. And I wasn't going to be disregarding him. I was definitely going to have you guys talk about him, so I appreciate the fact that you just stepped in there and did that. So that's giving much love and respect to him. So with that said, you know, why don't I play We Like Girls?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
We Like Girls
by
Rhea. Yeah. Let me take it off.
Yeah. You can call me Matthew, but I sure do love these girls. Big guns, fat butts, the way they shake them all up in the club. Them legs, them clothes, sure made me want to spin this dough. Shorty, so fine, black, white, yellow, brown. I wish we were mine. Before you walk with a haircut showing up on the wheel. Mama gave you. We can steal Chris while you let me ride.
We like the girls. Steppy balling to the mall with a haircut showing it all on. We like the girls. Steppy cutting them t-shirts off, not putting a bra on. We don't give a damn if they short the call off. Give it over, wait, we taking them home. Cause we like the girls. All my homies say we like the girls. Come on, 1, 2, 3. Woo. How many girls can I take with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the hot. That's right.
So that was We Like the Girls by Real. And Real, we're sorry that you weren't able to be here with us tonight, but, you know, we can always do this again sometime if you want. And again, I have to, you know, say this, that I appreciate the diversity of just the three of you. You know, it's like you bring your own individuality to the trio of TBR, you know, and I like that. Because it just brings a different element, you know, to what it is that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Well, what we got to do, we got to get you out to one of our shows so then you can really take in the entire TBR experience.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this on the Mosaic Show. We are going to get the TBR experience because TBR is going to be performing at Flava News' showcases. We got one coming up. The date has not been announced as of yet because, unfortunately, the venue had to make a change on us with what was set. And TBR is performing at my 50th birthday in July, if y'all didn't know that, you know.
Yeah.
So July 10th, I am hosting an indie artist showcase, and it's going to be also an indie artist grant fundraiser. Flava News is creating a indie artist grant foundation and hopes to be able to start helping out some of these artists with some of the financial burdens that they have in trying to move forward with their art. So July 10th, Lady Flava is celebrating her birthday with indie artists from across the United States, possibly, but definitely right here in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, Fox and Tap Tap, I don't know if you are aware, but you're performing at my birthday celebration.
Oh, really?
I am okay. In.
Okay, Johnny McCord, I guess they didn't know, huh? Anyway, yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. It's on the list, obviously.
Right.
You didn't know it, huh?
You know, I kind of, Johnny always tells me a bunch of, he always comes to me, like, you know, I got a show. He's like, you know, he always calls me, you know, call me, I know you're a busy, busy man. I just want to tell you, you got a show this day. I'm like, all right, and cool. And it's the next day. He's like, okay, I got four more shows that you got for this day, this and this day. I'm like, oh, my God. So it's kind of hard, you know, to keep track of all the shows that we got to do.
Oh, okay. So,
but
so
I,
for those of you that
I
don't – if y'all don't know, TBR is going to be performing at the University Street Fair in May.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's May. What's that, May 16th?
May 15th or 16th.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, sounds like I know y'all's schedules better than you do. That's a shame. That's a shame. Okay.
Just a disclaimer so everybody's not thinking, oh, Tap doesn't remember, but I did remember that we're supposed to perform at your 50th birthday. That's Johnny always, he stamped and emailed me 50 times.
Yeah, but then in the next sentence, he's like, well, y'all got to be over in XYZ. You know, I'm like, dang, man. Yeah, that's Johnny for you. You know, he does his shit. He does his shit well.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, so just make sure that you two gentlemen put it on your calendar, and Real has it on his July 10th, Lady Flava's 50th birthday in the artist showcase, okay?
Deal.
Yeah.
And we will definitely bring the ruckus for you.
Yeah, bring the ruckus. I need it. Turning 50 years old, I need to bring in my 50 years with a bang. So, and it's
well,
really
you
interesting.
You've got to drop it like it's hot at least one time.
Ooh, okay, y'all gonna be there to catch me or something? Like, y'all gonna help me drop it like it's hot? Yeah, I'm going to. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
There you go.
I'm gonna do that and everything. You know.
I mean, I'm not gonna disclaimer or nothing, but I've had women come up to me and say, "Yo, Tap does make 40-year-old women feel like young ladies."
Oh, I won't go there. We're gonna let that go. What?
Okay, so we should talk about this video. You know, this video at HD Hotspur. So, do you have a girlfriend?
You know, I get asked that about so many, like, in fan mails and on my Twitter and MySpace, I get asked that a lot. And a lot of people, before I answer your question, a lot of people, I think they get it, they ask it a lot, because a lot of my music, I do talk about a particular woman and all my music and talking about being in love and stuff like that. All I could say is there's a very special star in the sky, and as Tap, you know, I really would say my love of life is music. I would say I love hip hop. She knows I love her. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop knows I love her. So
it never says no.
Never says no. She makes good music for me. So To be for real, there's a special star in the sky that watches over me, and I look at it dearly. So I really would say, you know, I love my fans to death, but there is a special star in the sky. So I'm gonna leave it like that and use your imagination to answer that.
Okay, so you know, Johnny knows this, and I don't know whether you know this, Tap, but you know, when you were, you know, before you became of age, and I believe you were before you came of age, you did this video, you know, and it was like, it had an amazing message. I'll be honest with you, my favorite part is you going up and down in the elevator over there off of, you know, Elliot.
Yeah. I'm like,
who is this woman trying to crawl around with her ass all out on the bed?
Now, I gotta say, before we shot, I got a disclaimer, because I remember that day when we were sitting there, and that scene was when they told me about that scene. You know, I got kind of nervous, because it was like, you know, I'm a youngster, I'm about to shoot this scene, and you know, you kind of get nervous. So you know, I'd say, you know, it was very fun shooting that video. I had a lot of fun. Christina, shout out to her. You know, she's a very, very beautiful woman. And, you know, we kept it very professional.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now getting back to this HD Hotspurs video, for those of you who have not seen this video, I have it posted on my Flava News Society page, and I've posted, like, about four of Tap's videos on my Facebook. So it's going to take you to my Flava News Society social network. But you got to check out this video of him at HD Hotspur. So, in the bathroom scene, Tap?
Down with you. The bathroom scene. You know, I got to say, you know, I don't know what to say. You put me on the spot, you know. I keep it professional, and anything that goes beyond the camera, you know, I don't kiss and tell. I'm professional, though.
You naughty, naughty little Tap.
I know. Maybe that's a good name for him, Tap, huh?
There you go.
We got to keep that one quiet.
I'm sitting there, like, laughing. I'm like, Johnny, give me the details of the filming of this. But anyway, I honestly, I like the video. So, I mean, I like the other video too, but I was like, okay, but he's really not of age, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. But, okay, so for those of you that have not seen, please, I really encourage you to go to, because I don't believe it's on the Link's website, but go to Flava News Society and check out my link in regards to Lynx Records. And there's also another video of Tap performing at Seattle Fashion Week or whatever it's called. I have to tell you, that's an amazing video. I love how it's got the different angles and cameras of you performing on stage there, and you have a great, great stage presence. It's very, very clear that you're comfortable at doing that.
Yeah. You know, Seattle Fashion Week, we had fun then. I remember the person coming up to me, and right before I went on stage, you know, I had a lot of people come up to me and tell me, you know, they appreciate me being part of that organization and doing that kind of a show. And, you know, I had fun doing Seattle Fashion Week. It was a fantastic show, major sponsor, beautiful women, and, you know, just wonderful people I met that night. And, you know, it was fun.
Okay. I could tell that, you know, that you were really enjoying yourself. You know, I think the girls that were dancing around you and behind you were enjoying themselves too.
Yeah, my dancers.
So Vox, do you have dancers? Do you do, you know, scenes on beds and, you know, in the bathrooms too at HD Hustler?
No. I don't have dancers. I don't do stuff like that. I just go out and I try to give people a visualization of what I'm saying. So not only will you see aspects of my performance where I'm doing my delivery and the whole nine, but my hand gestures, my body posture, you know, I try to interact and make people go, wow, what is he doing? What is he thinking? You know,
okay.
That's more my flavor.
Okay. So how about Real's flavor? What is Real's flavor like then?
Real,
I'd say when I first met Real, it was when we did the song, what I performed at Sarah Fashion Week, Get Your Ass on the Floor. When I first met Real and Vox kind of, you know, played a little bit, I really personally did not believe that he was white. I really, it didn't come to mind. I was like, okay, this black guy, okay, he's got a good voice, you know, he'd be perfect for the hook. And I swear when I got to the crib and I was there to hear his part, I was shocked. I was like, yo, so where's Real? Who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? And they told me this is the guy, and I was shocked. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this guy's singing and has this soulful voice. It's like it's nothing I've ever heard in music ever in the period of my entire life. I've never. So and when I first saw him perform, it was like he's got that passion. You can really feel, like, you really feel like just the words that he says, you really feel like you're in a bedroom with a woman. He just has that type of that you just see the words come out of his mouth, and just the feel and the, you know, affection, you know, that he has in his eyes and when he's singing, and his whole delivery. It's like you could tell when we on stage, I get shocked sometimes the way this new things he does. So he shocks me a lot. Real, I gotta say, you know, shout out to my boy Real. You know, he has a one of a kind, you know, voice, and he's clever, and he's very talented, and I enjoy working with Real, and, you know, my boy Fox, and a lot of people don't really come off as when you work, you take three artists, and you put them in a studio, and they have totally three different personalities. You know, you really get a lot of beef between those people, but me and, you know, those are my brothers, you know, we realize the struggle and the hustle we have to do to, you know, make it. And I'm not going to say it's always, you know,
it's not always easy, but you know what,
yeah,
brothers are you, but you know what, the egos are out the door when we get in the studio to do it,
yeah.
You know, it's about getting the job done.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say it's not always rainbows and strawberry popsicles. You know, there's times where we kind of, you know, look at different things differently. And, you know, we just agree to disagree, and we go back to making good music, you know. And that's our whole goal in this whole process of the movement, you know. So.
And with that said, too, one of the key elements that I'd like to get out there to anybody and everybody that is potentially listening, if you're a promoter, if you're a singer, if you're a songwriter, if you're a DJ, you need to network with the other people in that field, because that's the only way you are going to get to where you need to get to. I ain't worried about me, because I'm going to network. I'm going to get mine, you know. But the people that are out there that have negative attitudes and so on, oh, you need me, you've got a wrong attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude equals altitude. And until people understand that, nothing will happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just to not to say any names or nothing, but we do Flavor run into a lot of, when we're out promoting and stuff, we do run into a lot of promoters, DJs, you know, artists that, you know, just ain't that really just, you know, play with our minds and say they're gonna do something and not do it, and, you know, we don't let it get to us. We just kind of just move on and just continue doing good music and not stop and have it just hit us and totally forget what we're doing and throw us off track. We continue to do what we do and stay on track, and we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I think that that's what you have to do. You know, you're going to find those people that you connect with that you're definitely going to get love from, you know.
Yep.
And then I think the reality is I had asked this of Giorgio Brown and R.C. Kroons, and, you know, if they felt like the hip-hop community is united or divided. And I still think that, you know, me personally, I see division. I think a lot of people are being very, very competitive. Then coming together and, you know, and like you were saying, you know, creating good music, solid music, representing the Pacific Northwest well so that we can go out there and go beyond.
That's right.
You know, I've been doing, like I was saying, I've been doing this for at least a good 5 years strong, more so getting into, you know, musical talents as of late, you know, but, you know, it's interesting how many people disregard what I do. Shoot, I'm very passionate about what I do. Anybody knows me, I'm out there posting left and right. And I post only for any artist. But the thing is what you don't understand, and a lot of people don't understand, is Lady Flava has opened doors for people, you know, that mm-hmm. you don't even realize. I'm connected. See, I started out as a artist cheerleader for artists around the globe before I hit my own hometown. And maybe there was a method to that madness and I didn't even realize it, because now that I'm focusing on my hometown of Seattle, Washington in the Pacific Northwest, I'm able to take you guys' music and talents outside of this state. And so, you know, I don't think people understand that. I've got artists in the Pacific Northwest being played in Washington, D.C. and Maryland that the people are seriously digging it. Philadelphia, Chicago. I got contacted by the Chicago station saying, Flava, when are you sending me more music?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I'm being connected with the stations in Germany and London. You know, so, you know, I created those openings that people are not taking advantage of. And I'll have to give much love and respect to Giorgio Brown because, you know, I was invited to be a VIP at the Kool Out 19 Hip Hop Showcase. That was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, I have to tell you. And he made me feel like I was a queen and like I was somebody. But it was really interesting from that particular event because I went with my pink laptop and everything, and I was sitting up there in the VIP loft at the Crocodile. And do you know that I got hit up so much after that particular show by people who's like, Lady Flava, I saw you at the Crocodile. That was a good look. You know, I want to connect with you and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? You were connected with me prior to that showcase, and you didn't even know it. You know? But all of a sudden, now you're paying attention. Thank you, Giorgio Brown, for shining some light on little old Lady Flava. But, yeah, you know, I think about that for my own self. Like, okay, some of these artists, you know, I do this radio show. This radio show goes global. You know, and so this is not just Cube 93 that's just hitting a limited area in the Pacific Northwest, you know?
This is
the Mosaic show that's hitting across the globe. On my social network, we got people in Africa, Rio de Janeiro to London to, you know, Canada, you know, all over the globe. And it's like, okay. Yeah, I can help you step outside the box, but, you know, I have to set boundaries anyhow. But you know what? Okay, we have not played a TVR track yet, so you ready
Gotta
for
play
that?
A TVR track, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play About No One.
Still with a step?
Yeah.
Throwing up your set and rate.
your lady in the back. Introduce her to my ego, is baby, you're so fat. I'm a youngster, but I'll show you things you never seen in your teenage years. I bring those fears. Just let the music play along in your head. Make you hold things in, but turn around and seek them out instead. I like the milky types, but I'll play with your mind. Turn your sex reality into a freaky fest time. I'm a fool with you around, you know I go pound to pound. Switch the theater into a festival surround sound. We gon' make the world see you getting off to my swag. Try the black car, baby girl, just throw it in the bag.
So girl, take a dose of my love juice.
Yeah.
I'ma show you some stuff that we gon' do.
What?
We gon' treat this like a special occasion.
What?
One thing I love is your sexy persuasion.
Spinning down the road, walking over the highway. Breaking all the rules, shawty, we'll do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from. Cause we ain't really, really give a fuck about no one.
Spinning down
the road, walking over
the highway. Hey, yo, Will! They waiting for you, boy. Give it to them.
Mommy, I can tell by the way that you sweat me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready. The things that I wanna do, I wanna be inside of you. Tonight we are doing it my way. I'ma play with your sexy body. Girl, you know I drive you crazy, baby.
Perform live, because I get this feeling just talking to the two of you, and with the way that you've explained, you know, how real is, I think that you guys probably are absolutely amazing on stage. So have you performed together live as a group, as TVR?
You know, I gotta say, actually last night we had a show.
Okay.
We went and ripped the floor off.
Where was that at?
That was at Jimmy P's out in Kent, and my good promoter friend, Miss Dawn BD, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, she hooked us up and let us do a 25-minute set, and
okay.
We ripped it.
I bet you did. Did your videographer get a recording of it?
No, actually, we kind of, you know, when we go out, we do like big festivals and stuff like that, but a lot of promoters like us to come out and, you know, just do our music and stuff, and they want us to show up at different club venues and just perform and stuff because they know we just put on a good show and bring a good crowd. So, you know, that kind of stuff. We usually just us three go out and do that. The only promoting person we have out is usually Johnny. We at least have one person from the label kind of, you know, keep us, you know, on straight and make sure the sound and stuff is all perfect before we even hit the stage. And so, you know, when we do big festivals, those and big huge venues, we usually videotape that stuff. But usually clubs and stuff like that, we really just keep that between us and, you know, personal.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have a caller on the line, so let me bring him in and see who it is. Caller from the prefix of 576.
All right.
You're on the air. Who is this?
Yeah, 253, DJ Kariggity.
I was wondering how to say your name.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying what's up to my boy Vox, Tap Tap, Real. Y'all remember the Astor Cafe where I met you?
Oh, what's up, boy? How you doing?
What's good with you, Sam?
Hey, man, you still got my mic stand.
Hey, I don't have it. Johnny Storm got it. I told you
that. That's all good. That's all good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to say what's up. It's a good look seeing y'all up here, you know, doing your thing. I need y'all on my mixtape. The recipe is coming out, you know, hopefully in June. You know, we'll talk about that, but it's a real good look to see y'all, you know, doing your thing. You know, y'all did the thing out there at Papa's Pub, you know, a couple of times, you know, shut it down. They have a, if no one has ever heard them live, it's better. It's like a better show. TVR, just, they just do their thing, and it's crazy.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Good looking, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you
so
know I'm a fan,
man. All you got to do is call us up and say, you know, we got this spot, you know, we need to do something. We're there.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm out here trying to just, maybe we can get in the studio, you know, or cut a snippet, because I'm trying to do a snippet or whatever. So, you know, make sure, I really like that concept of, you know, you guys are putting your music out there, and you're not worried about people, you know, paying, just getting your name out there. I like that. Like, maybe that's the direction that hip-hop needs to go, because I definitely agree with you on some of the things that you've been saying.
Because it's all about building a buzz now at this moment, is disposable as hip-hop is today. I think people don't buy music because they kind of look like buying an album. You don't really know what to expect. Only music that, you know, really makes any sales in the album is when you hear like 3-4 songs from the album, and those albums actually sell. When you only do one hit and you drop that one hit, people just think, okay, there's only one hit on the album that's really good, so I'm just going to buy and get it for free. And when you put out an album and you put it out there for people to just get and not charge them to do it, then they, you know, when you drop another album, they know what to expect. Okay, he does good music, he does a good album.
Because as a DJ, it's hard to listen to a whole album from one artist because it's so, A, watered down, B, it sound the same, because usually they have the same, you know, producer or whatever. So as a DJ, you know, I'll hear one song and I won't even, you know, flip through it because I'm like, oh, all of them going to sound the same. So, but if you come with, you know, a little different, you know, you come with a little different flavor on each of those songs, then you know what, I can go ahead and put this in my car and ride out. You know, you will not find that with a lot of artists. I'm, you know, I won't name no names, but there's a lot of mainstream artists out there. You know exactly how the hook going to sound. You know what they're going to rap about, so you only need one song.
Yup. And that's got to change, my brother. That's got to change.
You know, so that's why a lot of times when I DJ, you know, they be like, well, you play new music. Yeah, I'm the new music guy. So all you guys, everybody out there that want new music played at your clubs or at your events, DJ Kariggity is the one to do it. MayhemMusicDJs.com. You know, I'm going to give my own shout out, you know.
Music, baby. You go.
You know it. 253-576-7603. If you want new music played at your club, you know, you holler at me because I will play new stuff, different stuff, local stuff, you know, that's jumping. I ain't going to play the same old thing that every other DJ out here is playing, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it is, man. That's all right. That's what's up. Man, thank you for calling in, too, man. That's a surprise, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Because, you know, I just try to stay a little low-key or whatever. But you shot, you know, Vox shot me the message like 20 times a day. I was like,
you know?
All right. So I got on there, you know what I mean? And so, and Lady Flavor, you do your thing. I was serious about, you know, if you need somebody to come out and really rep the set for you on your birthday, July 10th, you know, get at me and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It's kind of interesting with this birthday thing I got going on. You know, again, you know, hip-hop is something that's new to me. It, you know, it's mostly hip-hop people that are stepping up saying they want to be on my showcase. I'm like, okay. So it may end up being just a hip-hop showcase. But, hey, whatever it is, I'm excited about it. But
there you go.
Make it hot and make it work. Okay. So I don't know if I'm going to say the name right. Say it, DJ. Say your name again.
DJ Turigidy, Turigidy.
So how did you come up with this Turigidy?
Okay, I didn't come up with it. My real name, you know, I got a real name, and it's part of the Turigidy, Tehran, right? And what I was living in Oregon at the time, and there was some local rappers. We were in my house, you know, doing our thing, and one of the guys was like, da-da-da-da-da, Turigidy's on the set, da-da-da. And it stuck, and people started calling me that as a nickname. So I just put the DJ in front of it when I finally decided, all right, that's what I want to do. And I kind of let them. People say, well, you should change it, but it's a name that is given to you like by the streets. So that's real hot. For me, that's important. Like, the streets is important, so I keep it like that.
There you go,
So Tap Tap and Vox, you want to tell us how y'all ended up being Tap Tap and Vox?
You want me to go first? I can tell you, but yeah, go ahead. You do your thing.
You know, my name, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people ask the same thing. My name was actually given to me by my father. I was younger, and I didn't even go by a name at one time. I didn't have a name or nothing like that, and I just kind of was new to the whole hip-hop thing, and, you know, when they were like, yo, we got to get you a name, my dad, he would have to tell you the story, how he came up with the name, but I remember he was like, yo, your name is going to be Tap Tap, and it kind of just stuck inside the music and the way DJs were spinning it, and it was tap, and the way they were just spinning it in music, it was just like, you know, tap, tap, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, it kind of just stuck, and I was like, yo, that's a good name for me. You know, it's different. It doesn't sound like anybody else, or it's not even close to anybody else's name. You know, just like, you know, you hear all this Young and Lil and, you know, in front of their name. And so I was like, you know, I'm just going to keep with Tap Tap. It's different. It's new, you know, and people ain't going to copy it. So
no doubt about that. Now, let me help you out, my nephew. All right. Now, you know, many years ago when I did my very, very first EP, Question Authority and the whole nine, I did it under the name of J.M. Vox, right? And the name J.M., the J.M. came from Jam Master J because I was a DJ transforming into a rapper, so J.M. Vox was it, right? Well, going through the course of that entire CD being duplicated, or cassette, I should say, back then, being duplicated and going out doing shows and everything, came to the end of it, and with my frustration, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should change my name or do something different. So I flip on the cable channel, and does anybody, now I might be telling my age here, but if anybody remembers the old school cartoon Underdog, can I get an amen on that? Okay. Now,
amen.
Underdog had a arch rival who was a twin of him, and his name was Tap Tap the Chiseler, okay? And I was thinking on changing my name to Tap Tap. Okay, and Tap Tap's dad, right, my boss at Lynx Records, he was like, you are not changing your name. You're going to stick with what you got to do because you're building something here. And then as Tap Tap became older and decided to step into the game, he gave him the name. So that's how he got his name.
Ah, he's old now. Now we know.
But we're family, so we can do that, you know?
Okay. I got you on that. I know when I was listening to you guys talk about real being white or whatever, you know, I'm Japanese and German, right? And I opened up this coffee house, you know, named it Flava, and, you know, people were coming up in and saying, Flava? I'm like, no, it's Flava, you know? And, like, you know, then people start to see me, and I'm like this you know, this little old lady with silver hair and stuff like that, and they're like, you're Lady Flava? Yes, I am. I'm Lady Flava. But anyway, our time has come to an end. I so appreciate the two of you coming on with me tonight. I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this time with you and being able to, you know, have you come on and share your music and share your story and, you know, help, you know, shine a different light on you. I will definitely be putting this out on the internet after it's made available, which is in about 15 minutes. Putting it on my website, and I'll be putting it out in mass emails and stuff just to help you guys a little bit further. And, you know, just stay in touch with me. I know Johnny definitely, you know, he's at my house quite a bit lately, pushing you guys. So, which I have big love and respect for Johnny, you know, because, like, again, he really believes in you guys, and he's very, very passionate about being a part of the Lynx team. So, you know, you are going to be performing at a showcase with me, you know, here in a few weeks.
I am looking forward to that.
In July. So I'm so excited, and we'll definitely stay in touch in regards to all the details on those two showcases. And are there any other showcases that you want to shout out right now while we're on air?
Actually, we're getting – Johnny's kind of like setting up this whole thing. I think the only thing we can really say that we got we're working on because there's so many other shows we're kind of just finalizing on, and I don't want to give too much information about it and just, I think we're working on right now going on this tour, car import tour that we're on. And
the import nights tour. We're trying to finalize all of that. And that's going to be from Oregon, Idaho, Washington, and Montana. So
if
we make that happen, it's going to be pretty hot.
Yeah,
definitely. I know it's going to be amazing. So, again, everybody who's listening to the show live, listening from the chat room, and come back and listen to the archives, you can find out more about Tap Tap Box and Real TVR over at Lynx Records at www.lynxrecords.com. Do you guys have MySpace or anything you want to put out there?
And I wanted to add, too, I made it official. Of course, like, just lynxrecords.com, lynxrecords.com. You can find all the music, all updates on that website. I do have my personal website now up. It's itaptap.net. I that's, you know, the I in front of my name is pretty much the internet version of it, all my music and everything else. So you can find me under that on MySpace and Twitter. So twitter.com/itaptap and myspace.com/itaptap. So,
and mine is
myspace.com/jmvox.
And you can definitely check out the stuff that I'm working on. You can definitely become a follower on my Twitter page. Facebook, that's my little personal spot. I only use that for family and promoters. That's about it.
That's two Vox. That's Vox with two X's, right?
Oh, yeah. JMVOXX. There you go.
Okay. And how about contact or internet presence for Real?
MySpace Real Grimy.
Grimy, G-R-I-M-E-Y. Oh, no, my mistake. It's G-R-I-M-Y.
You got it.
Yeah, real grimy.
Okay. Okay. Again, thank you so much, Tap Tap and Vox, for coming on the show tonight with me.
Definitely a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry for all the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but, hey, we pulled it off. So stay tuned. As soon as we have things all solidified and everything, I'll let you know when TVR is going to be performing for Flava News Showcase here in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, again, you can go check out Tap Tap's videos off of Flava News Society page. I've posted them also on my Facebook page. Neither one of you really want to be with me on Facebook because I post way too much, and I take up everybody's pages with my postings, but that's who I am. That's what I do. So if the two of you, the three of you are interested, I can talk to Johnny or however you want to do this. If you're interested in me sending your music out to the other stations, you know, get at me. We can talk about that and get that done for you like ASAP. And
do what you do best, and we got your back with whatever you need.
And I gotta say, I need everybody. I'm gonna blast this as much as I can, because so many people always complain about how, you know, I don't update them as quick. If you want to know all updates about Lynx Records, artists, and myself, make sure you follow us on twitter.com/itaptap and twitter.com/Vox. JM Vox?
No, on there it's Vox. Just B-O-X-X.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, we update. I keep in contact what we're doing at the exact moment and what club we're hitting up that night. So make sure y'all follow us.
Okay. You heard it from Tap Tap and Vox. Anything else you want to say before we close this out, gentlemen?
Thank you, Lady Flavor.
This man, I'm going to have to adopt y'all. I mean, Vox, I'm not sure how old you are, you know, because you know, some of the things that you're saying is, you know, I know about. So, anyway, I'll be your mama too, Vox. Okay, I know
there
I definitely can be Tap Tap's mama, but I could be your mama too. So, thank you for everybody who came out, listened to this show live, to all the numbers that were in the chat room. That was a good look. And to those that come back and listen to the show live, stay tuned for Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom, Thursday night with Money Mike and Flava. It may be your track up on the chopping block, but you know what? Come listen and get your people to come out and vote. Flava News will be on again Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can stay up with me at www.flavanews.com, and you can join my social network at www.flavanews.ning.com. So we are signing out tonight. Lady Flava, Tap Tap, and Vox. Good night.
Hey, much love.
Much love.
Thank you.